It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where this afternoon it is Heart of America Athletic Conference College Basketball as the Benedictine Ravens play host to the Park Pirates. Hello again, everybody. But Joseph, producing, engineering, working nonstop back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts will be here shortly. Tom Counts with you. And crowd continuing to filter in sometimes on these beautiful Saturday afternoons in the middle of December. Kind of hard to believe it is time for college hoops, but it is. And in this game this afternoon, the Benedictine ladies are off to a 2-1 start in the conference, but both of those wins have come on the road. The Lady Ravens last year were really good at home at 11-3, but so far this year they are 8-2, make it 9-2 overall, and again, 2-1 in the conference. You know, it's only the third meeting between these teams as conference opponents, but my goodness, they go way, way, way back in history, having played one another, and they have a tremendously good program at Park and an outstanding young coach, and Coach Norman Kenneth Cooper Jr., already, and hard to believe, he's in his 12th season as the head coach of the Lady Pirates. Tell you what, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll come back. We'll bring you starting lineups, a little more insight into the game, and then the tip-off of ladies' game. And that is the first of our basketball doubleheader. All that coming up when we return.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Have you heard about the Candy Cane Chill Blizzard at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison? With peppermint candy cane pieces and choco chunks blended into the world-famous soft serve, it takes peppermint flavor to the next level. And it's here just in time to usher in the holiday fuels. It is the blizzard of the month, so get one before they're gone. And be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays now. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Well, with that, we welcome you back again here to the Nolan Public Address Announcer. He's getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd. With that said, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for the Park University Lady Pirates, as we mentioned under Coach Cooper, they are 7-2 and 1-2 in the conference, and they are going to be starting Destiny Zamudio. Destiny is a 5'5" junior out of Chicago, Illinois. It'll be 5'7" sophomore, Taylor Shelby. She's out of Chino Hills, California. From Hesperia, California, it is going to be Katia Wadud. She's a 5'6" senior. Kiana Smith is a 5'10" senior from Kansas City, Missouri. And starting in the middle is Michaela Ortiz. She's a 6'2" freshman out of Clarksville, Tennessee. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, head coach Chad Bolson is assistant Andy Connolly. Lady Ravens receiving votes in the national poll at 9-2, 2-1 in the conference. For Benedictine, it'll be 5'7" sophomore out of Seneca, Kansas, Aaliyah Kramer. Flannacaris Keo is a 5'10" junior out of Verona, Missouri. She's earning a start here today. You're going to find Aaliyah Raines, 5'8" junior from Jeff West High School in Meriden. Out of Maple Plain, Minnesota, at 6'2", senior Natalie Samarin. And rounding up the starting five is Skylar Washington. Skylar is a 5'10" senior. She's out of Gardner, Kansas. Twyla, by the way, is getting her first start of the season. She has played in every game, but this will be her first start. She's going to be in there as today. Allie Brzozowski is in street clothes, suffering an injury on the road trip game on Tuesday down at Springfield at Evangel. But she's up and around, and coaching staff, hopefully she's going to be back and well and ready to go here very, very shortly. All right, all that said, we're about ready to get it away. Benedict and the first team coming out when they're in their home whites with red and black. For Park, it is that most remarkable color combination of maroon and gold. I think Minnesota, right? Kind of gophers color. Hey, we're set to go. Skyler's in the middle of jumping off, and the ball is going to be tipped up and away. It'll be controlled down by Park. We're underway. And a pass to the right side is going to be stolen. Great job by Range. She'll kick it over. The V comes in the middle, and we're going to get a travel call on Kramer. For Allie Kramer, coming down the floor, defender got in front of her. She tried to put on the brakes, couldn't quite get it to stop, and back up the floor with it will come Park. We're 15 seconds into the ball game. Each team has had a possession. Neither team has taken a shot. Here come the Lady Pirates, and around to the right side with it is going to be Zamudio. They'll bring it off on top. Taylor Shelby, right side, three up, no good. Rebound tipped up, and it is going to be saved deep in the corner. Nicely done for Benedictine by Natalie Samarin. Here comes Allie Kramer and the Benedictine offense. Over to the right side with the basketball is Aaliyah Raines. Raines out on top to Skylar. Skylar holds it up. Top of the key. Now it's going to be knocked out of the hands of Natalie. She's battling for the ball. Is able to recover. Kicks it back over to the left side to Skylar with 10 on the shot clock. Out on top, it'll come to Kramer. Back over to the right side, Raines. 5 on the shot clock. Reigns will drive to the right side, spin, goes into the lane, forces one up, draws the foul with 1 second on the shot clock. How about that? Outstanding, aggressive drive into the middle. The foul is going to be on Kiana Smith. It'll be her first and the first on either team here this afternoon. At the free throw line, Reigns shoots and scores, and Benedictine has broken out on top. 1-0. Malia is going to take her time and eye up the second shot. She is an 82.1% free throw shooter on the season, 23 of 28. This one rolls in. She'll get them both, and Benedictine leads it 2-0. We're just a minute into the opening quarter. Back down the left side with it is going to come Park. They'll have it on the left side. It's going to be Katia Wadud. Back out on top. Now here's a 15-footer. Up and in. Kiana Smith will have her first points in the ball game, and we're even at 2 apiece. 8:40 to go, opening quarter. Kramer back into the forecourt. Dumps it over to the right side to Reigns. She looks inside against that player defense. Drives toward the top. Now kicks it back. Driving to the baseline, taking a nice screen. The shot is up, but it won't go in. Rebound tipped around a couple of times. It'll be out of bounds, and it'll be Park basketball. 8:28 to go here in the first quarter. Walking the ball up the floor, Destiny Zamudio. Zamudio, the leading scorer on this team with 11 points a game. They have three players who have average double-figure scoring. Pass is going to go over to the left side. No room in the middle for Michaela Ortiz. Back out on top, it'll come to Zamudio. Shot clock is down at 7. At 6, Zamudio goes to the right side. Drives down to the side of the lane. Puts a runner up off the window and hits it. Destiny with her first points of the game. And Park has its first lead. Benedictine trailing it by 2 as we're inside 8 minutes of play in the opening quarter. Women's college basketball this afternoon here on CARE Radio. Skylar Washington for Benedictine. The left-hand dribble works her way toward the top. Kicks to the top of the key. Here's a 15-footer. It's going to be up and in. Twyla was wide open. Kept the ball at the top of the key. Put it on the floor one time. Drove to the free throw line. No one stepped up in front of her. So she just set sail and ties the game at 4. Back down the floor with it. That's going to be Katia Wadud. Dumps it to the baseline. It's knocked out of bounds. And it will be off Benedictine, touched last by Natalie. 7:18 to go in the opening quarter. 4-4 game here in Atchison. Zamudio set to put the ball in play, and she'll lob it way out on top. Over to the right side is going to be Wadud. Drives toward the baseline, feeds in the middle. It's going to be stolen by Natalie. She'll get it away. Here comes Kramer. Coast to coast. Drive, shoot, scores. Allie Kramer makes it a 6. For Benedictine advantages, we're at 7 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Destiny walks across to the center, starts to the right side, swings it over on the edge to Taylor Shelby, down to the baseline right, the turnaround shot too strong, Kramer rebounds it down. Talked about the great job she did scoring and rebounding for Benedictine in the last game. Baseline jumper is up and good. Allie Reigns has 4. And it is now an 8-4 Benedictine advantage. 6.5 to play in the first. Ball up top side, batted away. It's loose. It's on the ground. And Samarin is going to pick it up. Here comes Kramer. Benedictine up the floor, 3-on-3. Left side, Skyler, who has yet to take a shot today. Back to the free throw line. Samarin kicks it back over to Skyler. Washington plays off the screen. Dumps it over to the right side. Allie Kramer back out on top to Twyla. Traveled with it. She know it. She knows what she is. She did not get the ball down. And Benedictine will turn it over, leading it by an 8-4 margin with 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Destiny Zamudio, 5'5" junior guard from Chicago. Again, averages 11 points a game. Hits 36% from the outside. Here's a spinning shot in the lane. It's going to be up, and it will not go down. For Michaela Ortiz and Benedictine up the floor with the basketball. Lady Ravens leading it by 4. Twyla kicks it over to the left side. Reigns back out on top and comes to Washington. Skyler plays off a nice screen. Out on top. Here's a long 2. Gets it. That is Samarin from way upstairs. Matter of fact, she was standing on the three-point line when she set sail with that one. It is 10-4 Benedictine. BC is on an 8-0 run right now. Here's a three on the other end. Nope. Offensive rebound underneath. Picked up, and a layup misses. Rebounding it down to Twyla, and here comes BC. Kramer up the floor. Now she just accelerates, goes into the lane, spins, shoots, doesn't get enough on it. And a rebound is going to be taken down by Park. You can see Kramer starting down the floor and realize, wait a minute, I got a little bit of a step on my defender, just stepped on the gas. And now here's a shot up by Park that won't go in. BC back up the floor. Benedictine doing a really nice job on the boards here. We're a little over halfway through the opening quarter. 4:40 to play in the first. Feet to the right side. Twyla's jumper. Good. Skyler with an assist. The bucket by Twyla. She's got four. And as the Ravens have now scored 10 consecutive points, we've got a timeout on the field called by Park. Taking a break, Joseph with 4:35 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 12, Park 4.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, welcome back once again to the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine has changed up defense a little bit. They're going to go to some full court pressure. Here's a running three. Is up and straight on line and about 2 feet short. Having just come into the ballgame for Park is Lainey Lupe. Lainey is a 5'7 sophomore from White River, Arizona. She averages 1 point per game, and she's getting an early call into the lineup for Park here this afternoon. Ravens with the basketball out on top. The feed is going to come into the middle on the floor. Kyra will come in the game, and her shot is up. No. And a rebound is going to go out of play, and they're going to say it is Park basketball. So for Benedictine, let's set that 5 on the floor right now. Kyra. Miss Kura, the 6'3" sophomore out of Mustang, Oklahoma, is in there. Skylar Washington is out of the court. We've also got Heather Runabaugh in the game. Benedictine has also brought Kennedy Nicholson in. And Twyla Kierskio stays in the game. Here's a little 16-foot runner. It's up no good. Rebound tipped out on top. And Runabaugh comes up with the basketball, and she will race into the forecourt, taking it on the left side, dumps it over to the wing. Nicholson back over to the left. Runabaugh drives baseline, double team there, brings it back out top. Kyra over to the right. Skyler, it's three. Got it! Skyler Washington! Benedictine is now on a 13-0 run. They lead it 15-4 and 3:21 to play in the first. Hark back up court with it. Looks in, no room. They'll come back off on top. Driving into the lane, little one-handed runner misses. Rebound, Skyler. Washington coming up with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Swing it on the left side. Little skip pass over to Runabaugh. Drive to the free throw line. Comes back off on top. Gets it there to Kennedy. Nicholson will feed underneath. Kyra, hook shot and scores. Now 17-4. And Benedictine on a 15-0 run. Walking it up the court. Destiny, Zamudio, in, up, nope. We're going to have a foul, though, on Benedictine. That's going to be on Ronabom. Wait for the official to come over to the scorer's table. There he comes. Here's the official call. Here they're picking up foul number one. That is the first foul by Benedictine today. And Skyler Washington, is that 1,000? There you go, 1,000 points for Skyler. To take a moment, give her a well-deserved round of applause and a bit of recognition. How about that? Skyler Washington hits the 1,000 mark in career scoring. Congratulations to her. Skyler out of Gardner, Kansas. Zamudio's at the free throw line, cannot hit the first one. Park is just unable to score. They have not scored a basket in almost 6 minutes now. 15-0 run for Benedict. Can she break it up? She cannot. The rebound is on the floor, taken down by BC. Kennedy Nicholson with the basketball, working against Zamudio. She'll come into the forecourt, kicking it down the left side. Bounces it off on top, Skyler. She'll stop. She'll bust for another three. That one's a little bit short. And the ball is on the floor, out of bounds to the Ravens. I'm going to tell you, now that she's become healthy and well and beginning to get into the lineup for Benedictine and getting some PT, Kyra gives Benedictine a bit of size in the middle that they have not had. They've had height, but she's also given him some size and strength. Here's the feed in the middle to Kyra, and they're going to call a travel on the assist. Into the game now for Benedictine, one of the, I think we could fairly call it crowd favorite, Jennifer Jacobs, a 6'1"-ish freshman out of the ICT. 2:15 to play. First quarter. 17-4, Benedictine. Park, over to the left side with the basketball. Drives into the lane. The shot is up and good, and they have broken through on a bucket by Kiana Smith. 17-6. So BC was on a 15-0 run right there. Minute 50 to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens into the forecourt. Kennedy will take it over to the right side to Skyler. Skyler's the only player for Benedictine who has not been out of the game yet. Comes out on top, Brennabaum. Brennabaum to Skyler. Online for three. Count it, Skyler Washington. Couple of threes already in the game for Skyler, and it's a 20-6 Benedictine lead. Lady Ravens up 14 here. Minute and a half to go in the half. Here's a three on the other end. It's up and good. And Kiana Smith is the only scoring threat for Park so far here today. 20-9. Ball to Nicholson. She's on the right side working in front of the Pirate bench. Looking in. Comes back out on top to Jacobs. Feeds underneath Kyra. Rotates left hand. Hits up and in. Kyra with her first points. 22-9 BC. Over to the right side, a flat-footed three, up and missing, rebound, Ronnebaum. Here comes Benedictine. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter. Kennedy Nicholson will walk it up the floor. Keeps the dribble alive, working between the circles, starts over to the left side. Plays off a screen by Jacobs, goes back to the right to Skyler, underneath to Kyra. Now the feed in the middle of Jacobs is going to be batted free. It's loose, it's on the floor, and still rolling it around. Look at Kyra dive for the ball. Goes to Jacobs. It is up and it won't go in. And the rebound, is it going to be saved? It is. Park will be up the floor. Shot clock is off. Driving to the baseline, stepping inside. The runner is up and missing. The rebound is on the floor. BC's got it with 11. Into the forecourt with 9. Down the left side, Skyler. Can she save it? No. So Park is going to have it in with 7 on the shot clock. 7 seconds are actually in the quarter. Ellie Rains coming back in. Also coming back in for Benedictine is going to be Natalie Samarin. Ravens going to press a little bit. Park does not have a lot of time. 5 seconds, 4. Defense with 2 into the forecourt. A wild 3, and that's going to be, is it a block? And that's the end of the opening quarter. I thought there was a foul on top, and it's going to be a block, and we have come to the end of 1. Second quarter coming your way here on Kent Radio. The score after the first, Benedictine's Lady Ravens 22, Park 9.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
So good to have you along with us here this afternoon. Raven College basketball here from the campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. After the end of the opening quarter in the ladies' game, BC with a commanding 22-9 lead. For Parks, the scoring has been done by Kiana Smith. She's got 7 of their 9. Destiny Zamudio has the other 2 points. For Benedictine, right, Skylar Washington has 6. 4 apiece for Twyla and Aaliyah Raines. It was 2 each then. Allie Kramer, Natalie Smary, Kyra, Miss Kiraka. 22-9 BC. We can set to go through the second quarter. And the Ravens are going to have, I'm looking out on the court. No, it's not the original starting five. It's going to be 4 of the 5 as Heather Runnebaum stays out of the court. Runnebaum is going to be out there with Kramer, Raines, Samarin, and Karis Keough. Here's a backdoor pass for Natalie, and it's behind her. She's unable to reach it, able to knock it out of bounds, so it will be Park basketball for the backcourt. 9:44 to go in the first half. 22-9. Back up the floor, Benedictine with the lead. The outlet pass slapped out of bounds. Nicely done by Aaliyah Raines. So far in the ballgame, Park is not shooting well. They're 1 of 6 from the outside and 4 of 16 in the middle. Benedictine, how about this? 9 of 14 and 2 of 3. They're hitting 64% and 67%. Here's a jumper from the right side. It's going to be up and in for 2. First bucket of the ballgame for the Pirates, Taylor Shelby. 22-11 Benedictine, 9:20 to go in the half. Ravens with it out top side. Allie Kramer, they'll feed down low, and it's going to be out of the reach of Samarin. Natalie is down there, and she's working against a real force in the middle. Michaela Ortiz, again, out of Clarksville, Tennessee. Michaela is a freshman. She is 6'2", and she is a force in the middle. Park with the basketball, spatted away by Raines, recovered out on top by Shelby. Quickly back over to the right side to Zamudio. Skip pass over to the left. It's going to be knocked away and stolen by Samarin. Here comes BC. Kramer into the forecourt. She'll let the other 9 players go down the floor in front of her. Now accelerates to the right side. Dishes across into the middle. It's loose. Saved nicely on top. Ravens to the left. Runnebaum thinking about the 3, then doesn't. Comes out on top. There's a big size mismatch for some reason. And the feed in the middle to Natalie can't convert. For some reason, the 6'2 post for Park was guarding Heather Runnebaum, and they found Samarin with a much smaller defender, but she could not finish the shot. Still 22-11, Benedictine with 8:20 to go in the opening half. Women's college basketball here between a couple of longtime opponents, and now one player zigged, the other player zagged, and a pass that was intended for the left wing just rolls out of bounds into the scorer's table as there was nobody there, and Benedictine is going to have a backhand play. Into the game for Park now is going to be Perla Fryer Delgado. Skip pass in the middle. Samarin, head fake, shoots, and it rolls around and in. Natalie with 4. 24-11 BC. Still 7:50 to go in the opening half. Park with the ball in the backcourt, trying to get it up the floor. Katia Wadud. And we have 10 seconds. Prima defense was good, and Hakia just was never in a hurry. She is not in any rush to bring it up, and ultimately the clock ran out on her. Skylar comes back into the game for Benedictine. So for the Lady Ravens, they are back to the original starting five. Kramer, Karis Keough, Raines, Samarin, and Washington. Over to the right side, Skylar. Out on top, Twyla. Shows, put it on the floor 2 times. Left side of the lane, off the window of 2 strong. Rebound is on the floor. It's rolling around. Skylar dives on it, and it's picked back up by Zamudio. Her upcourt pass is knocked away by Raines. She just timed that perfectly. She laid back, and now we'll kick it over to the left side. It's saved there by Kramer. A defender jumps on top of her, and a jump ball called. That is what we call full contact basketball. 7:11 to go in the first half. Here comes Park. They'll bring it in. And Zamudio walks it up the floor. The inbound by Katia Wadud. 24-11 BC. Feed over to the left side, down to the baseline, driving across. It's going to be Smith. Then as she goes up, it, the shot is knocked away, and Natalie's on the floor. And is she okay? She's taking a moment, kind of gathering herself. A pair of teammates will help her to her feet, and they're going to bring her out of the game just to make sure she seems fine. But they're just going to take a look and give her a moment to kind of gather herself a little bit. Coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Park, and stepping up there is Kiana Smith. Again, Smith has done all the scoring essentially for this team, and this free throw will continue that trend. That is her 8th point today. Kiana Smith is not a good free throw shooter. 36% free throw shooter, 4 of 11 this season. She'll hit both of these, though. 24-13, Benedictine, as we go inside 7 to play in the half. Range of the basketball, quickly into the lane. Gets picked up by the defense, has to push it back out on top to Skylar. Skylar now starts into the lane. Goes back over to the left to Reigns. She pushes off with a free hand, stops, gets doubled up, down to the baseline. The shot is up. Twyla for two. Now, I'm going to tell you, it was Twyla that cuts loose with that shot. She shoots from down off the shoulder. It's not your high, hold the ball way up above you, kind of a classic position, but the shot coming from lower. 26-13 BC. Here's a three from the left side, off the rim once, twice, no good. Allie Kramer coming up with a rebound. Here's Benedictine. Lady Ravens on the run. Four on two. Left side baseline jump shot. Reigns for two. Benedictine just outran Park to the other end of the floor, and it's 28-13. And we're at 6 minutes to go in the half. After the first perhaps minute and a half of the game, it has been absolutely dominated by the Lady Ravens in just pretty much every aspect. Here's a running shot up and good. Quite nicely done in the middle by Taylor Shelby. She's at 4 points. BC leads by 13. Twyla with it out on top. Over to the left side, it goes to Reigns. And they're going to say the ball gets away. It touches the sideline. Benedictine is going to turn it over, and the Lady Ravens are going to take a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break with BC. 5.5 to go in the half. Lady Ravens 28, Park 15.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
We welcome you back once again. We're at 5.5 to go with the opening half of the ladies' game, and Benedictine leads it here 28-15 out on the court for the Lady Ravens. Miss Garak, Washington, Reigns, Harris Keel, Kramer. Miss Garak comes in again, taking that 5 spot, and it's so good to see her moving the floor after she had the injured knee. And looks like the rehab has gone well. Here's a driving shot from the right side of the lane. It'll go up and it'll go in and Park. A couple of points there for Katia Wadud, her first bucket of the game, 28-17 BC. Top side with it is going to be Kramer. Baseball pass to the right side, and they're going to say Skylar steps on a sideline. That pass is just a little too high and a little too far. It goes out of bounds into the Park bench. Here comes the Lady Pirates into the forecourt down the right side. New into the game for Park is going to be Victoria Cuevez out of Hesperia, California, 5'6" junior guard. Shot is up from the outside, no good. Rebound go down, it's going to be Rain. She'll bring it up the floor. She is 2-on-3. We'll drive to the baseline, dish it across into the corner where Skylar cuts loose for three. It hits the side of the backboard. Rebound go back down is Park. Now Park will run. Over to the left side, Smith, drive, shoot, score. That was a nice transition basketball. Fort Hill Mighty Pirates, 28-19, and the Benedictine Lady has been trimmed to single digits. Coach Cooper on his feet, his assistant coach on his feet there, looking to inspire that Lady Pirate team. Back over to the right side. Now, out on top, a three. Good for Skylar Washington. Skylar will have her third three today. There's been a little lull there earlier in the season where Skylar was not really scoring it up a lot. Well, today maybe she is shaking that off. Three threes already this afternoon, 4 minutes to go in the half. Park into the lane. The shot is up. It's going to go in. We're going to count that basket plus one. The button is in. The foul is going to be on Aaliyah Raines. It'll be her first and Benedictine. What? Second foul of the quarter. We come to the free throw line with Conti Wadud and a chance at a conventional three-point play. Wadud is a 47.1% free throw shooter this season. The shot here? No. Rebound, Kyra. And here comes Benedict. And Kyra, look at the two small players trying to defend her in the backcourt. They had absolutely no hope. And one of them reaches in and commits the foul. Oh. It is going to be on Victoria. So Victoria Cuevas will have her first personal foul. Victoria is in the book at 5'6". She's probably not quite that tall, and she's trying to defend a 6'3" center. Not where you really want to be. BC with the basketball into the forecourt, and Parks extended the player pressure now. Over to the left side. Skyler's going to wrangle it free. It comes back in the middle. The running shot is going to be up. We get a whistle. We get a foul. And will BC be coming to the line? They're going to call this a shooting violation. The foul is on. Is that right? I think it was on 20. I thought it was on 20. Okay, so they're going to call it on Eco Lane. And coming to the line for Benedictine, Madeline Melton. Madeline's first free throw is up and good. One more shot coming up for Melton. She's a 5'11" freshman out of Lewisburg, Kansas. 75% free throw shooter on the season, able to knock both of these down. Mentioned a moment ago, Eco Lane is a 5'7 freshman for Park from Kansas City who averages just under 2 points a game. 3.5 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game right now, and Benedictine leading by a dozen. It is 33-21.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan as we return. Benedictine has made a couple of substitutions in the lineman on the floor. And as they put the ball in play, here's BC. Skylar, the steal, the shot, the bucket. Skylar Washington having a great afternoon. She has 11. 35-21 BC on the court for the Lady Ravens. Miss Siraca, Washington. San Juan, Melton, Nicholson. Now, that is a five you don't see for BC just all the time. Here's a runner from the left side. It's high up the window and good for the Pirates. Tanner Shelby with a half a dozen. Park taking a timeout. And Joseph, we're going to take a break right here with 2:40 to go in the half. BC 35, Park 23.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 7-Eleven Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Now you hear the Benedictin Pep Band in the background cranking out some holiday favorites. Feel free to sing out loud if you're wanting to. Other games going on today around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. There's a full schedule. 2 o'clock games for the ladies. You've got Evangel at Mid-America, Clark at Culver Stockton. William Penn travels to Graceland today, and Cruz Dayton hosts Grandview. Central Methodist is at Missouri Valley. Lady Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play from the backcourt, and here we go. Up the floor with it. For BC is going to be Anna San Juan, and she turns it over, travels with the ball in the backcourt. Anna's got to remember, you can't keep walking once you quit dribbling, and the Ravens are going to give it back to Park. Pirates to the basketball. And it is going to be Cuevas bringing it in. Shelby brings it across midcourt. BC in their player defense. And the offense is spread out, stretching the floor a little bit. 3-point shot from the left side is up and in. And Victoria Cuevas has come into the game to get her first point today. The Raven lead is trimmed again to single digits, 35-26. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first half. San Juan in, up. Good left-handed shot. Is that the Euro step that you just did right there? San Juan for two. 37-26. Here's a fadeaway. 8 foot right side. No. Hump it to follow. Is up and in. And a Benedictine foul. A chance again at the conventional 3-point play for the Pirates. You'll count the bucket. The foul is on Madeline Melton. It is her first foul of the game. And Park will be stepping to the free throw line. Cuevas will be up there. You mentioned Victoria. 5'6" junior from Hesperia, California. 37.5% free throw shooter on the season. That one is good. And it is now 37-29. And with a minute 44 to go in the first half, Benedictine has seen his lead really shrink. And now a great job of transitioning into the forecourt. Natalie with an easy two. 39-29. Back down the right side, Benedictine doubles up on the basketball. They're going to call a foul on Allie Kramer. Kramer picking up the personal foul. And for her, it is going to be number one. Actually, I don't even see her number up on the scoreboard down there. I don't see any number 10s, but that's why I keep my book. Minute 27 to go in the half. And now they're going to take it away from her and move it over. That ain't right. See, the officials are confused. They're looking up there on the scoreboard, and they're saying there's no number 10 out there. So it must have been 20 we saw. And then they look up there, and they say, number 20 and number 10, there's no way we can confuse those. It's really on number 10. And so now they're coming over to the scores table. They've got to get this thing ironed out. Minute 27 to go in the first half. Here's a three, in and out, no good. Ravens rebounding it down, and Melton Hannick got tripped, falls to the floor, and Coach Folsom is absolutely beside himself that there was no foul called and that the Ravens are going to be charged with a turnover. Minute 19 to play in the half. Park looking. Now they're going to bring it in way out on top. It'll be Smith. Back over to the corner. Cuevas with it. Give a go to Smith. Head fake trying to get inside Samarin. Natalie doing a great job defensively. Here's Wadud with the ball. Up at a free throw line. Plenty of time. Shot clock still at 15. Wadud pitches it over into the right corner. The drive in. Hook on. Blocked by Samarin. Picking it up is Kramer. She is one-on-one. Drives, leans, shoots. Got it! What a play! Tamarin with the block on one end. Kramer with the coast-to-coast on the other. It's 41-29. 45 seconds to go before intermission here in the Nolan. Back down the floor to this park. Into the lane. The leaner. It's up. It's good. Anyway, that was a pretty shot by Eco Lane. 41-31 Benedictine. Shot clock and game clock about 4 seconds apart. BC running a little motion up top side. The feed to the free throw line. Samarin with her back to the rim. Dribbles it twice. Gets it to right side. Reigns. Cuts inside and lays it up and in. Right there, Benedictine is just utilizing its superior speed. They were so quick to the basket. Played off the screen so well. Here's an uncontested three. It's up and in. And that three at the buzzer will take us to intermission. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're in the Nolan at the half. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 43 and Park 33.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back here to the Nolan, where the Benedictine Ravens go into the locker room with a double-digit lead over the visitors from Park University. It is 43-33. Let's recap that first half scoring, shall we? First of all, for Park, pays it away in scoring and has been Kiana Smith. She has been absolutely outstanding. Smith hitting 5 of 7 shots in that first half, leads the team with 13 points. It was a half a dozen apiece for both Taylor Shelby and Victoria Cuevas. 4 in the first for Katia Wadud, and then Destiny Zamudio and Akio Lane, each with a pair. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, you had 8 players scoring in the first half, and Skylar Washington reached a 1,000 career point plateau in the opening quarter. She ends the half at 11 points to lead her team. Following her, it was an 8-point performance by Aaliyah Raines, a half a dozen for both Twyla Karaskio and Natalie Samarin. Following them, both you had Kyla Miskaraka, you had Allie Kramer with 4 apiece, and then Madeline Melton and Anna San Juan, each with 2 fouls. Just looking up and down, you just don't have anybody in any trouble. Benedictine has no player with more than 1, and Park has no player with more than 1 foul. Don't forget the guys' game. Coming up after this one, the men's team's out of the court right now, warming up, and an anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off for them. We'll have that game live, but right now we're going to take a bit of a break, and we'll return. Second half of the ladies' game coming your way shortly, but right now with that halftime score, Benedictine 43, Park 33, we're kicking it back. Where Joseph in the Care Sports Studio has got maybe the best halftime ever.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard to shop for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine basketball live from the Nolan. We'll be returning to the women's game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, coming up on the 14th, this Tuesday, we will have Atchison High versus Ottawa games with the girls taking to the court at 6. The boys should take to the court at 8 p.m. Join us for those games. Then on Thursday, we'll have Sports Look. Sports Look is coming to you from the Care Sports Studio, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday brings us to high school basketball again, as we will have the Phoenix on the road at Rossville taking on the Dogs. The girls will take to the court at 6 o'clock. The boys will take to the court sometime right around 8 o'clock for that Atchison High versus Rossville game. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Have you tried the loaded A1 steakhouse burger at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill? 2 beef patties topped with A1 thick and hearty sauce, creamy peppercorn sauce, and applewood smoked bacon, melted American cheese, and crunchy onion rings. It's got it all. Pick one up and be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got women's basketball games in action. Evangel is trailing Mid-America Nazarene by 2 points with 4:08 left in the third, with the score of Mid-America Nazarene 27, Evangel 26. At halftime, it's all tied up for Clark and Culver Stockton at 30 points. Park and Benedictine are in the game right here that you're listening to hit Hot Country 93.7, with Benedictine leading 43 to Park's 33. William Penn at the half is leading Graceland 30 to 24 in the girls' game. In the halftime at the Grandview Peru State game, only 1 point separates them. It's Grandview 35, Peru State 34. And at the half, it's Central Methodist by 1 point over Missouri Valley with a score of Central Methodist Ladies 48, Missouri Valley 47. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Union State Bank wishes you a happy and healthy holiday season. Please be aware of our holiday hours as you carry out your end-of-year transactions. You can find holiday hours on our website, mybankusd.com. Just a reminder, stop by any of our branches for cash gift envelopes. We're happy to help you keep it simple. Learn more at www.mybankusd.com. Member SBIC.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. 48 this afternoon, under sunny skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies, tonight, lows around 29. Lots of sunshine outside again, tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 56. Dry with temps well above average, Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the upper 50s to the upper 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Checking the weather station up by the Boys and Girls Club here in Atchison. It's 48 degrees Fahrenheit with the wind out of the southwest at 7 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 34%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.04 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 21 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels-like temperature is 40 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just about 2 minutes.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The biggest stars of country music play here. Hot Country 93.7 KAIR, Horton, Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Have you heard about the Candy Cane Chill Blizzard at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison? With peppermint candy cane pieces and choco chunks blended into the world-famous soft serve, it takes peppermint flavor to the next level. And it's here just in time to usher in the holiday feels. It is the blizzard of the month, so get one before they're gone. And be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays now. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
Welcome back. We're in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, and getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game that finds the Ravens in front, 43-33. Many thanks to our producer-engineer in the studio, Joseph. That may have been the best halftime ever, but I got a feeling that you'll up the ante every game. Don't forget, we have another game coming up here before long. The guys' game will be up after this one, an anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off for it. That said, when looking at the statistics from the first half, Benedictine, I think this falls probably right on the verge of the shooting the lights out level, 69% from the floor in the first half. For Parker, good game, good half, 44%. Benedictine hit 60% of their threes. They were perfect at the free throw line in the first half. They were 4-4. They out-rebounded Park 17-10. I mean, they have dominated in pretty much every category. 2 blocks to the Pirates, none. 7 steals by Benedictine. Park has 1. Right, was with a dozen assists in the first half. It was a very good first half for Benedictine. And remember, this is a double-digit lead against a very good Park team that comes into the game today at 7-2. We mentioned plenty of games going on around the conference this afternoon. Ladies' games at 2 o'clock include this one, Park at Culver Stockton, Evangel at Mid-America, William Penn at Graceland, Grandview at Peru State, and Central Methodist at Missouri Valley. If you look around the conference, the North Division finds Clark and Grandview both undefeated, 3-0. Peru is 3-1. Mount Mercy is 2-2. In the South Division, Mid-America 3-1, Mid-America 3-0, Benedictine 2-1, Baker 2-2, Central Methodist, number 7 of the nation. They are 1-2, 9-2, but got to remember, those 2 losses were forfeit losses, not like they were beaten out on the floor. But we're ready to go the second half. Park is already out on the floor, and they are ready to roll. Benedictine taking her time, and they come out for the Lady Ravens. It is going to be the original starting five, Allie Kramer, Twyla Carrasquillo, Aaliyah Raines, Natalie Samarin, and Skylar Washington. It is Benedictine basketball to begin the second half. They bring it in. We are underway. Out on top of it is going to be Allie Kramer. She'll dump it over to the right side to Raines. Back out on top. BC works the outside. Raines will have it up top side for the left-handed dribble. Now cuts back to the right, holds it up, kicks it over to Kramer on the left side. Out on top comes Skyler, looking for the back door, and the pass is stepped in front of it, stolen away by Destiny Zamudio, and back up with Wacom Park. So Benedictine not getting a look at the rim in their first possession of the second half. Lady Pirates will dump it over to the left side, deep in the corner is Zamudio, guarded on the player defense by Kramer, kicks it left, baseline shot, up and good from about 8, and Pirates will have the first point of the second half. Knocking that one down, Michaela Ortiz, and it's hard to believe, but the center for Park gets her first points of the game right there. Here's a shot for the baseline left that will not go in for Twyla. It is 43-35 Benedictine, and we have a shot on the other end, contact, and we get an offensive foul. It is going to be on Destiny Zamudio, her first foul. And we're going to get a timeout. We are. So Park taking a timeout, and so shall we. We're very early, minute 2 into the third quarter. The score remains Benedictine 43, Park 35.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Minutes and 58 seconds to go in the third quarter here in Atchison. 43-35. Benedictine in front of Park University out of Parkville, Missouri. Not a bad little hop up here. An hour, maybe. More like a short hour. down to the Parkville. Benedict in the Tome White with red and black, Mark in maroon with gold. Lady Ravens will be putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt, and Park is going to drop up the floor, set up their defense in the forecourt. Allie Kramer will bring it up the floor with a little left-hand dribble. Allie still has that very noticeable wrap around her right wrist. Kramer looks to go underneath, and Twava had cut to the rim a little bit, and Allie thought that she was going to be breaking more to the corner. The pass was errant, and it is a turnover again by Benedict. And Lady Ravens, minute and a half into the second half, have not added any points. Park with it up top side. It's going to be Taylor Shelby to Zamudio. Back over to the left side, holding the ball, cradling it in her left hand. It's going to be Katia Wadud. She will drive and shoot and score. And Benedictine has come out of the locker room a little bit flat here in the second half. Wadud has a half a dozen points, and it's 43-37. Suddenly, Benedictine leading it only by two possessions. Out on top of the basketball, Natalie, she'll pull up for the long two. That was an air ball rebound off the floor by Park. Here comes Zamudio. Into the forecourt and down the left side as we go inside eight to play. Third quarter, the ball batted away by Samarin. Picked up by Benedictine. Allie Kramer coming up with the ball. Feeds over to the left side. Little baseline shot. It's going to be up, and it's going to be in. So give Kramer the assist. The bucket to Reigns, and she is in double-figure scoring with 10. First point to the second half by Benedictine. It's 45-37, Lady Ravens. 7.5 to go. Third quarter. Park, we're going to get that BC player D. Cutting to the right side. Throwing up just inside the free throw line. It's way short. Rebound, Samarin. Benedictine cruising up the floor. Kramer comes down the right side. Now we'll accelerate. The defense dropped off. She saw a huge opening. Went to the rim. A defender comes in late. Count the bucket. Plus one. The foul is going to be on Katia Wadud. For Wadud, it'll be foul number one. For Park, it'll be team foul two of the third quarter. And an opportunity here for Allie Kramer to pick up the three-point play. That is six for her today. Allie Kramer coming to the line. 86% free throw shooter. She puts that one up, makes it look easy. And it's now 48-37, Benedictine. 7:11 to go in the third. A little pressure by BC into backcourt. Zamudio's pass up court, stolen away by Skyler. Once, twice, left-hand layup, counted. The steal, the drive, and the bucket, Skyler Washington. And it's now 50-37. Back into the forecourt. The dish down low, easily done. Nice pass in the middle, and count that bucket inside for Michaela Ortiz. Michaela, who did not score in the first half, already has 4 points here in the third quarter. 6.5 to go in the third. Kramer with it out on top. Pierskio right side into the corner. Skyler, the rainbow for three, is well off the mark, a little to the left side. Taylor Shelby rebounds it down, pushes it over to the left side. Zamudio into the forecourt. Dribbles it up on top. Back over to the left edge. It'll go to Taylor Shelby. Benedictine stays on defense, player defense. They look inside, no room. Park works back around to the left. Now the pass in the middle, reaching around. It's knocked away by Natalie. And trying to save it in, Park will touch it last. We're going to get a foul called also in that mess? We are. So we're going to get a first foul of the game by Taylor Shelby. Team foul three for Park in the third quarter. How about this, though? For Park, no player with more than one foul. For Benedictine, no player with more than one foul. So they have not really played any kind of a role in this game. Here's a 17-foot jump shot that's partially deflected. Rebounding it down, Samarin. She will turn and put the shot up. It's no good. Rebounding it down is Rain. She gets thrown to the floor. Jumps right back to her feet and comes to the free throw line. As Aaliyah Rain lit a shot up, it didn't go in. The defender rebounds it down, and Leah's, you can see, it was just a matter of determination. It's like, I'm just not going to let you get away with that. I'm going to get my shot. She went right back, took the ball away, went straight back up with it. Park is going to bring Perla Fryer Delgado in, and Michaela Ortiz will check out. The free throw here, up and good. Reigns with 11 points and is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 5:44 to go in the third quarter, 51-39. Second free throw. Yes. Twelve points for Aaliyah Reigns. It is 52-39 Benedictine. 5:44 to go in the third quarter. BC with a little token pressure on the upcourt play. Heather Runabaugh has checked into the Raven lineup now. Here's a jump shot from the other side. It's going to be up. It misses, and the rebound is going to be followed up and in. Knocking that one down for Park is Perla Fryer Delgado. Her first point of the game, 52-41. BC feeds to Marin. Back over to the right. Skyler for three. Skyler Washington has found her offense. Skyler with 16 points now, and it's 55-39. 5 minutes to go, and now Benedict with another steal. Batted away. Racing up the floor is going to be Kramer. Over to the right. Skyler, three. That one is short. Rebound underneath Runabaugh. Kicks it to Twyla. Gets it. Runabaugh, the assist to Twyla for two. Twyla has eight, and Park has seen enough. We're getting a timeout with the Pirates, who are suddenly down, and by a large margin. The break at 4:46 to go in the third quarter. It's Benedictine 57, Park 41.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Going to the break, I was toying for just a brief moment with my entertainer to come with a little dance routine to think YMCA song, and then cooler heads prevailed, and I elected to not make that terrible mistake. 4:46 to play here in the third quarter, 57-41. Benedictine in front, Lady Ravens. And in the game today, looking for their 10th win of the year. Park will be bringing it in from deep in the backcourt. Akio Lane will do the inbound, as she has just checked in. Lane lobs it over to the left side. Benedictine providing a little pressure on the upcourt play. Park will get it down the floor, over to the left. The three is up, and it is quite short. Rebounding it down is Heather Runabaugh. She'll bring it up the floor, now outlets it down the right side to Skyler. 57-41 BC. Left side, Kramer. Back out on top, it'll come. Runabaugh thinking about the three. Pass in the middle. Kicks it back to the right side. Skyler starts to drive in. Gets double-teamed in the corner. Now she will work it over to the edge. Runabaugh looks in the middle of seven. Feeds inside. Twyla rotates, turns, shoots, can't get it, draws a foul, coming to the line, Twyla. Christian's going to come over and let us know that that whistle is on Lainey Lupe. Lainey will have her first foul of the afternoon, and for Park, that is five already in the quarter, so Benedict will be shooting free throws for the balance of the third quarter. Coming to the line, Twyla, free throw, rolls around a little bit, but then it falls in. She has her ninth point of the game. Twyla with one more free throw will be the third Benedictine player to reach double-figure scoring so far this afternoon, and she drains that one. 10 points for Twyla. 59-41 Benedictine with an 18-point lead is their largest today. Skyler will come out of the game, and BC will come back in with Kyla Mistyaraka. 59-41. Bounce pass is going to go over to the left side. Holding it up on the wing is going to be Lainey Lupe. Brings it up into the lane. Smith will drive and shoot, and she's going to draw a foul. couple of free throws coming up here as it's going to be Reigns reaching in. For Allie, it'll be foul number one for Benedictine. Allie foul number two. Benedictine, team foul one of the third quarter. And coming to the stripe for Park University, you're going to find Kiana Smith, 5'10" senior from Kansas City, averages 3 points a game, a 36.4% free throw shooter, but she gets two shots right here. Sends it up, sends it in. So Kiana Smith gets her first point of the second half, pushing her game total to 14. She's 3 of 3 at the free throw line today. Long look, and this one, good. 59-43, Benedictine. Now the Lady Ravens will bring Anna San Juan into the game, and also coming in is going to be Jennifer Jacobs. BC battling a little full court pressure. Jacobs has the ball over to the right side. Run a bomb. Gets it across midcourt, and the Ravens are going to turn it over, trying to dish it over into the corner. BC gives it back to Park. 3.5 to go in the third. Now the Lady Ravens are going to go put on some full court pressure. Zamudio has it on the left side. Doubled up there. Back over to the right to Akia Lane. Took him into the forecourt, changes hands to the dribble, starts into the middle, kicks it back over to the right side, starting inside. The runner is up and too strong, and the rebound is going to be rolling around. Park will save it deep in the corner. Now it's loose on the floor, and saved by the Lady Pirates. Perla Fryer Delgado comes up with it. Driving in is out of charge. Well done in the middle by Aaliyah Reigns as she took the charge. And the foul is going to be the second of the game for Destiny Zamudio. 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine by 16, 59-43. The furious scoring pace of the first couple of quarters has subsided a little bit. Now BC with some problems getting the ball into the forecourt. And here comes Jacobs to get it across the timeline. Back in comes San Juan. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third. Hannah San Juan with the basketball. Way out near the center circle. Kicks it over to the right side to Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs back over to the left. It comes. Miss Siraka kicks it left. San Juan shot. Nope. Followed up. Jacobs for two. First point for Jennifer. 61-43. Benedictine again for the second time in the game has an 18-point lead. 2.5 to go in the third. Long pass over into the left edge. Taken by Kiana Smith. Smith will kick it over to Fryer. Shot is up for three. Nope. Rebound, Ronnebaum coming up with the basketball. Ravens are going to run. Ronnebaum kicks it over to the right side. San Juan underneath, falls away, way off balance, missed it, but it's going to be saved by Jacobs. Jacobs has a little trouble handling the ball. It's going to be slapped away and out of her hands, and the officials are going to confer. It is Benedictine basketball. 2:10 to go in the third quarter, 61-43 BC. As the afternoon has worn on, the crowd has continued to grow here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Keeping in mind that we still have a men's game to go. Supposed to start at 4 o'clock. And looks like right now we're well on schedule to get that to happen. Now the Ravens are going to turn it over on the inbound. Here comes Park. The hook shot misses. Rebound to go back down is Heather Ronnebaum. She gets bumped a couple of times, gets beyond her defender, and it's going to be knocked out of her hands. She's fouled that time. The whistle on Akia Lane, and the Ravens are going to be coming to the free throw line. Ample line for Benedictine. It's going to be the 5'7" senior from Barnhelmet Academy, Heather Ronnebaum. Heather is an 86.7% free throw shooter, and that one won't go in. One more shot coming up here for Heather Ronnebaum. She looking for her first point of the afternoon. Gets this one in. And it is now 62-43. Benedictine by 19. 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Mark has it off on top. They think about the three and then Laney Lupe does not take the shot. Over to the right side, Katia Wadud. The feed into the free throw line. The drive down the left side. Is there a travel or is there going to be a foul called? Pitcher on the far side is going to call contact. I think Jennifer Jacobs is arguing that. And Benedictine is going to be called for a block. And it's not even going to be on Jacobs. It's going to be on Kyra. Kyra Misuraka will have her first foul today. Left-handed free throw. It's up and in. So as a team, Park has not been especially proficient at the free throw line, but they have been pretty good today. This one is up. It is also good. And so Park is in the mid-70% at the free throw line. Mr. Rocca into the forecourt, kicked it over to the left side. Brains gets tripped to the floor, no foul call, comes back out on top the runabout. Minute 25 to go. Rolling along toward the end of the third quarter. Runabout picks it up on top, back over to the right side it goes. Jacobs will start toward the baseline, brings it back off on top. Runabout into the lane, over to the left. San Juan, left-handed three, wide to the right side. Rebound tipped out, and it is going to be saved by Rain. She gets knocked to the floor by a teammate, I think, and it's going to be saved by San Juan. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Anna San Juan with the basketball up top side. Anna from Spain. Here's the feed top side range. She'll roll around to the right side. Shot clock's at four. The kick on top. The three by Jacobs is off the mark. And we have a shot clock violation on Benedictine. 46 seconds to play in the third quarter. Benedictine with a 17-point lead. Park brings it up. They'd like to trim this a little bit to hope to have some chance to come from behind, but Ravens are going to settle into the 2-3 zone here late in the third quarter. Here's the uncontested three, too strong, rebounding it down. Jacobs gets it over to San Juan. Here comes Benedictine. Shot clock's off. And it goes to the left side at 20. 18 seconds left. Dribbles it back on top. Pulls up her dribble in a little trouble. Gets it to Misuraka. Long cross-court pass. Here's a three for Runabomb. Off the rim, won't drop. Rebound, Park. 6 seconds. They're flying up the court. Across the timeline with three. Over to the right side. On the floor once. The shot not away, and we've come to the end of three quarters. We got a timeout of the floor. Back for the fourth here in Atchison. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 62, Park 45.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here at the Nolan Gymnasium. It's quiz time for the crowd here today. I didn't know that they did quizzes, so that's almost a good thing. I'm almost in favor of the education, you know, being promoted. Go to the fourth quarter. Benedictine, Lady Ravens are out in front, 62-45 over Park for the Lady Pirates. Kiana Smith continues to lead the team. She only had 2 points, a couple of free throws in the third quarter, and now at 15 points, the only Park player in double-digit scoring. For Benedictine, three players in double figures, with Skyler Washington, 16, Alaya Reigns, 12, and 10 for Twyla Garcia. For Benedictine, let's see where we're at with rebounds. Runabomb leads the Ravens team with 7 rebounds. Looking to see if anybody's got a double-double look, but not shaping up that way just right now. That's it. We go to the fourth quarter. On the court for Benedictine, Nicholson, Kramer, Melton, Samarin, and Washington. Now the Ravens are going to trap the ball up near midcourt. Park having a little jumble. They'll get it away. Zamudio, Shelby, Fryer, Wadud, and Smith. Hart kicks it over to the left side. They're taking a lot of time with this possession. They don't have that kind of time trailing by 17. Start into the lane. Six on the shot clock. It's going to be batted away. Picked up by Samarin, and here comes Benedictine. Natalie tried to drive it up for herself. Kicked it over to Allie Kramer. She'll glide across the timeline. Goes all the way to the baseline. Feet into the lane. Ball is batted away and saved back on top. Cutting inside. Not a lot of room there. Here's a shot from the top. It misses. Rebound Samarin. No one between her and the rim, and she lays it up and in. Natalie is at 8. 64-45 BC, 9:20 to play. And as Park gets it to the top of the key, we get a whistle and a foul on the Ravens. It's going to be Natalie Samarin and her first foul today. Park putting the ball in play from across the way in their forecourt. In some trouble now. They trail by 19. About a minute into the fourth quarter. They've got it way out on the left side. Almost as if they're playing a four corners offense, way up high. Now at the baseline left, the three up, nope. They're rebounded away by Fryer. Park will control the ball once again. They'll go to the left side. The changing hand shot misses, and this time Samarin comes down with the miss by Taylor Shelby. Driving down, dish to the baseline. The easy shot is up and good. Maddie Melton with four, an assist for Allie Kramer. And Benedictine has its first 20-point lead. It is 66-45, 8:18 to go. Shot from the outside is no good. Rebound pulled back down by Park. Kiana Smith able to clear it away. Pirates are going to stretch the floor once again. They're running that shot clock way down. Here's a running 14-footer, way too short. Rebound is on the floor. Players getting tangled up. Jump ball called and possession to Benedictine. Lady Ravens basketball. Back into the lineup for Park. It's going to come. Makayla Ortiz. Makayla B. 6'2" freshman. Benedictine up the floor. Melton will get it into the forecourt to Skyler. Back out on top, it'll come Kramer. Alley, left side, Skyler. Flashes out on top. Kennedy Nicholson on the right side. Baseline turnaround, way too short. Followed up, Smarin, no. Out of bounds, it is going to be. I think we're going to get a foul call. We are. We're going to have a foul. Over the back is being called on Madeline Melton. So Melton will have her second foul, and Benedictine will have its second fourth quarter foul. 7.5 to play in the game. Coach Cooper will take Taylor Shelby out and bring Kiana Smith back in. Kiana with 15 points leads her team by far offensively today. Smith will turn from 15 and miss it. The rebound underneath and a power move to the rim by Makayla Ortiz, and she's got six. 66-47, Benedictine. 7:11 to go in the game. Over to the left side, Skyler. She'll launch three, comes up short, gets her own long rebound. BC will reset the offense. Over to the right side is Kennedy. Nicholson kicks it in the middle, and as Samarin goes up with the shot, for some reason, the 5'10" Kiana Smith thought that she would be able to outleap her and block that shot. She tried, but could not. So for Smith, it'll be foul number two. Benedictine at the free throw line. The shot, it's up and in. Natalie Samarin at 9 points. And she will join the double-digit club today. 68-47 BC. Inside, 7 minutes to play. Twyla comes back into the game for Coach Folsom and Natalie. Natalie may be done for the afternoon here. Benedictine leading it by over 20. 6:55 and rolling along here in the fourth quarter. The ball comes into the forecourt. Victoria Cuevas. The ball batted away, and you're going to say it was kicked by BC. Shot clock refreshed to 20, and Park will have it in play on the far side. Bringing it in is going to be Kanye Wadud. So dump it down to the baseline, Zamudio in traffic. The feed inside, batted away, and Kramer steals it away. She'll drive it down the left side, behind the back, dribble, changes direction, goes in, goes up, draws the foul. And she bonks her head pretty hard on the floor down there. Jumps to her feet pretty quickly, and she'll be coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Katia Wadud. It is her second. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Kiana Smith coming right back out. I haven't figured out what's up with Kiana. 13 first half points. In the third quarter, she hit 2 free throws. And other than that, she's played sparingly. The free throw is up and good. And Kramer has 8 points. 69 to 47. This one, got them both. Now Kramer with 9. 70 to 47 BC. And Allie Kramer will check out this afternoon. Park will come into the forecourt, and down the right side is going to be Zamudio. Feeds it into the free throw line, down back over to the right block. A give and go inside, easy shot. It's going to go up, it's going to roll around, and it's going to fall in. The bucket there for Katia Wadud, and she's got 8, 70 to 49. 6 minutes to play. Right now for Benedict, then you've got Aaliyah Raines and Kennedy Nicholson. Playing a little catch with the ball up top side. Now they'll kick it down to the baseline. The shot by Twyla from just inside the arc is good for 2 more. 12 points for Twyla, 72 to 49. For the second time today, Benedictson leads by 23. 5:40 left. Here's a really long 3. Zamudio from way outside on the left wing. First points for Destiny since her 2 in the opening quarter. 72 to 52. Ravens down the floor with it. Nicholson works her way to the top. Kicks it over to the left side. Raines looks in. Pulls up her dribble. Accelerates baseline. Dishes off inside. The shot is up and won't go down. Rebound. Zamudio into the forecourt with it. She is 1-on-4. Slows it up. Her team will join her. With 5 minutes to go in the ballgame, Park is back on offense. The scoop shot is up and missing. Follow shot is up and missing, and a foul by Twyla. Park will be coming to the free throw line as Twyla has her first foul today. Into the line of 4, Benedict, and we will find both Heather Ronnebaum and Kyra Misuraca. At the line, and a couple of free throws here for Michaela Ortiz. This one kicks out. Ortiz still with a half a dozen points in the game. One more shot coming up here for Park. Lefty rolls around, no good. And then it's tangled up on the jump ball. And possession error this time. They're going to call, looking for the rebound. Two players getting tied up. Possession will go to Park. Pirates having it in play at their offensive baseline. 72 to 52, Benedictine. Now the officials will stop play for a moment. Having a little powwow beneath the goal right in front of the Benedictine Pep Band on the south side of the gymnasium here in the Nolan Gym. Don't forget, hang around. The guys' game coming up next. Supposed to start at about 4 o'clock. Probably going to be pretty close to that. Inbound, it comes on the left side. The kick back, the unobstructed 3 is good. 3 from the outside for Katia Wadud, and she has 11. 72 to 55, BC. They give her a 2 on that. Wadud, and if they say 3-pointer, but we got 2 on the score, I'm puzzled. 4:44 to go. Benedictine on offense. Now they're going to change that to a two-point shot. So we will fix that. Wadud for two, and it is 54, 72 to 54. Ravens with the basketball, left side, four on the shot clock. Over to the right side, the quick shot at the buzzer. The baseline bucket is good. How about that? Leah Raines with 14, 74-54. 4:10 to go. Park will start right, dump it into the corner. Victoria Cuevas out on top to Zamudio. Here's a long three from the left side. Nope. Rebounding it down. Kyra. Miss Uraka. And here's Benedictine taking it the other way. Miss Uraka playing it up at the high post. Handles the ball up there. Swings it over to the left side. Runner bomb. Should dish it in the middle. And now the ball is batted. It's rolling around. There are players strewn all over the floor. And am I the only one that gets a little bit nervous when I see Kyra down on the floor kind of scrumming for that loose basketball? But we get a timeout called, and she's on her feet. Everybody's well, and we're taking a break. Joseph, how about that? We're down to 3:45 to go. Benedictine 74, Park 54.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
Benedictine coming out of the timeout. Lady Ravens putting in play at their offensive baseline. Shot clock at 14. It comes into Raines. It's slapped out of her hands into the Benedictine bench. DC will be putting it in play right there. Pitches it slide down a little further. Yeah, right here in front of Maddie Melton. That's where you're putting that ball in play, right there. Okay. It comes out on top to Kennedy. Nicholson swings around to the right side and run a bomb. Beat to the right side of the lane. Driving in. Twyla! A driving shot is good. 14 for Twyla. 76-54 Benedictine. 3.5 left. Zamudio kicks it over to the right. Cuevas beats the post. Who will back and turn and shoot. And Michaela Ortiz at 8 points. 76-56. It's just it for Park. It's just too little too late. They have nowhere near enough time to make the kind of comeback that you would need to have any hope in this game. And frankly, it doesn't feel like they ever had any hope in this game, as Benedictine has outplayed them in every facet. Driving into the lane, the falling down shot goes up. And it doesn't go in, but Aaliyah Raines will be once again coming to the free throw line. 2:51 left. Park will bring Akilah Lane back in. And for Benedictine, you hear the sound of the horn. Jennifer Jacobs will come in for Kyra. So right side of the lane is Jennifer Jacobs. Left side of the lane, Twyla Carrasquillo into backcourt. I've got Kennedy Nicholson and who else do I have back here? Oh, is that Raina? Is that Raina Jasper out there? Haven't seen a lot of her yet this year, and Leah Raines at the free throw line. The shot. Yeah. Leah Raines having a big day. That is her 15th point. By the way, Raina Jasper is out of Garnett, Kansas, a 5'6" freshman. Second free throw, up and in. 16 points for Leah Raines. 78-56. And now Aaliyah will check out. Benedictine is going to bring Maddie Gerritsen off the sideline. Maddie's a 5'11 sophomore out of OP, Kansas. Here's a three-pointer left side. It's up no good. Rebounded down. Here comes Gerritsen. Drives. Left-handed layup. No. Rebound underneath. And players all over the floor. We get a whistle. We'll have a foul called. Have a little conversation out on the floor. Fish is going to come over and let's see. Who we got? Foul is going to be on Raina. Rain will have her first foul tonight. Park will go to the bench. Destiny Zamudio will exit the floor, and in is going to be Veronica Rose. She's out of Kansas City, Missouri, a 5 foot 4 inch freshman. So Park will rotate some new players in with 2.5 minutes left. Rose has the ball, and Park into the forecourt. Victoria Cuevas up top side with it. She'll drive into the lane. The dish over. Way out on the wing. Back up top of the key. Couple of steps. No travel call. Officials letting the clock run a little bit with 2:05 to go. Shot clock is at 9. Back it'll go again to the left side. Shot clock at 6. Three-pointer aired up. Way short. It's going to be out of bounds, and it'll be Benedictine ball. Inside 2 minutes to play. And the Ravens are going to take Twyla out. And Melton comes back in. So got a bunch of young players getting some valuable game time out here for Coach Folsom. Here's a feed in the middle. Beautiful pass in the layup. No. Rebound underneath. A couple of head fakes later. The shot goes up. No. And now body's strewn about on the floor, and we get a foul called. Benedict will be coming to the free throw line with 1:43 left. Stepping to the line for BC is going to be Maddie Garrison. Maddie hopes to be the 11th Lady Raven to score today. And, well, she's going to have to hope for her second free throw to get her in that group. First one kicks away, no good, wide left. One more shot coming up for Garrison. And that one does not go in either. Rebound underneath Benedictine. Lady Ravens will push it back off on top. Now to the baseline right. The shot is airborne by Melton and good. Madeline Melton has a half a dozen. 80-56. Benedictine having a huge offensive day. We're at 1.5 left. Here's a runner in the middle of the lane that's up and no good. Rebound pulled back down by Park. The follow shot is up and no good. And rebound out of bounds. It will come back into the Lady Pirates. 1:20 to go in this ladies' game. Benedictine is going to have its 10th win of the season already. And they're going to go to 9-2 today. Be 3-1 of the conference. Park has the ball knocked away. Save. Turn around. Knocking it home. Give that one to Delgado. Here comes Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson has it knocked out of her hand. And here comes Park. Back up the floor, down the left side, skip pass underneath. It's going to be stolen back by Raina Jasper. Raina's shown some quick hands and some great defense. Now Raina dishes over. There it is! The assist in the bucket to Maddie Garrison. 82-58. 45 seconds to play. Cuevas with the ball, drives into the lane, pushes it back on top where the three is launched, but it is far too strong. And Benedictine's Maddie Garrison rebounds it down. Maddie brings it up the floor herself, kicks it over to the left side, feet to the right. The shot by Jacob. She got fouled. Garrison brought it down, swung it to the left side to Melton. Melton went back door on him over to Jennifer Jacobs, who found herself getting fouled and coming to the line here with 23 seconds to play. Jennifer Jacobs has 2 points today. Benedictine leading it 82-58. Long look, the free throw, yeah. So Jennifer Jacobs will have her 3rd point this afternoon. Jacobs out of Wichita. Get some votes. 84-58. Mark bringing it up for very likely the final time this evening, or this afternoon, I suspect. No wind is in the gym. It could be evening. Here's a shot blocked by Jacobs. And Benedictine will not bring it up the floor, and they're just going to hold it up. Final score in this one this afternoon. Benedictine 84, Park 58. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison. Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Well, this afternoon, the Benedictine Lady Ravens made a statement very early in the ballgame. Matter of fact, they were trailing 2 minutes in, 4-2. At that moment, they went on a 15-0 run, put together an immense lead that Park could never overcome, and rolled on today to an 84-58 win. For the Lady Pirates, pacing away today with Kiana Smith. She had 15 points, but in the second half, she just disappeared. She had 13 at halftime, hit two free throws in the third quarter, never hit another point the rest of the day. So 15 for Kiana Smith, and Katia Wadud had 10. Cuevas with 8, a half a dozen for Shelby. It was a five-point day for Zamudio. We got 4 this afternoon for Delgado and 2 for Akio Lane. For Benedictine, how about this? Great offensive afternoon. 4 players in double-figure scoring for Benedictine, and high-scoring honors were shared by Aaliyah Raines and Skylar Washington, each with 16. Twyla Carrasquillo with 14 and 10 for Natalie Samarin. Ravens in Allie Kramer right on their heels with 9. It was a half a dozen today for Maddie Melton off the bench. 4 for both Kyra Misuraca and Jennifer Jacobs. 2 for Maddie Garrison, Anna San Juan, and Heather Runnebaum today with a point. But history written this afternoon in the Nolan as Skylar Washington, with her second three in the opening quarter, joins the Lady Ravens 1,000-point career scoring club. So congratulations to Skylar. Congratulations to the Lady Ravens as Benedictine is now 10-2 on the year, 3-1 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Tell you what, we're going to take a break, guys. Teams are out of the court warming up, and we'll be back with a men's contest before you know it. Get a final score in the ladies' game. Benedictine 84, Park 58. We're going to return shortly, but right now it's back to our man Joseph in the studio. He'll take care of you. We'll return here to the Nolans shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.